everyone, my name is Courtney Laskowicz. I'm a coach at InventRight, and come with me to InventionCon at the USPTO in Silicon Valley.
InventionCon San Jose. Thanks for being here today. My name is Deepak Chaturia. I'm from the Office of Public Engagement of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Now, why am I here? Well, that's a good question. I'm here to deepen my knowledge about intellectual property and learn how the USPTO helps inventors. All right, folks, we made it back. What a great event today at InventionCon. I saw a sign there with an incredible one-sentence benefit statement that I had never heard of before for the USPTO, and it was America's Innovation Agency. I thought it was brilliant. Now, let me tell you five things I learned about patents today. Number one, when it comes to prior art, I get this question all the time, and it was answered today at InventionCon. Do social media posts and YouTube videos count as prior art? The answer, yes, it does. So definitely do not publicly disclose your inventions in these locations, and if they are there, it might be smart to delete them. Number two, getting a patent comes with a quid pro quo, meaning that in exchange for excluding others from using what you have protected in your patent, you must disclose the concept for the world to see and be allowed to make improvements on. Now, this is what a patent is. Nothing new here. But understanding that it goes both ways to help our society innovate, you are giving up something in return of getting something. Number three. When going through the process of a non-provisional patent, when it comes to the patent examiner, you can actually have a one-on-one video interview with them. And that can make the difference, they said, of getting your patent granted or not. And when getting a patent examiner, they assign one to you based on the area of expertise, not location. Number four. Design patents are only for 15 years and start when it is accepted, while a utility patent is for 20 years, and that date started upon your first filing date, unlike design patents. And number five. The Patent Electronic Business Center is open from Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. midnight Eastern, to help you file your patent electronically, and has the longest hours of all USPTO call hours. And we can't forget about trademarks, so here are two tips for trademarks. Number one, you can get a trademark for a sound, color, scent and smell, motion, holograms, and configurations or shapes. Anything that functions as a source identifier to connect a brand to what it does, such as the roar of the MGM lion or the checkered pattern on Vans shoes. And number two, if you want to get a larger scope for your trademark, they mentioned that you could file a standard character mark on the actual word of your trademark and not the design. And by doing so and placing it in black and white, color doesn't matter. And font won't either, creating a larger scope for your trademark. Thanks for coming to InventionCon with me, and look for more videos with me on the InventRight TV YouTube channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe to continue your adventures in licensing. See you soon!
Okay, you've got this great idea, and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three gateway programs. What's gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.